This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's me, it's Sally, Kellerman, and Chandra Levy, and we're having like a girls' night, feet rubs, like all the good fun stuff, and we're all, of course, spitting into like a jelly jar to get a big jar of spit to try to make one of our enemies drink it, you know, like Jason Momoa or, you know, Martin Mull or one of these guys who thinks they're really tough and we're going to kind of prove like you're not so tough when you, you know, drink a jar of spit and then you're throwing up and, you know, and so we're kind of trying to figure out how to disguise the jar and we're also like running out of spit. And have to, like, reload. And we're trying to figure out how to, like, make the jar look like something more appetizing, you know.
Than spit.
Yeah, or spit. Even just, like, putting a label on the jar. Like, even, because I, at one point, was like, let's just throw some duct tape on it and write, like, special drink, do not drink, Jason. And then he'll see that, and he's such a troll. He'll, like, but anyway. As we're working on it, I'm sorry, are you not liking the story? You're like kind of being like, yeah, like you're not like, this is like a really good story.
Well, I mean, I maybe you had to be there. I just don't get what's happening right now.
You didn't have
to
be there, Brett. You have to be here with me while I tell it to you. That's where you have to be. I mean, it's like me telling is almost even better than having seen
it. And by here, you mean my house.
Yeah, in your house, in your home studio,
My home studio set up with all the equipment.
Yeah.
All, like, I even set up my theremin.
Please, Brett, I try not to do this anymore, but too scary. That sounds too scary. It feels like Twilight Zone or Stranger Things or Black Mirror or one of them.
Right. I just thought we were going to, like, play. I thought we were going to jam.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to King Bender Names and the Red Carpet, like Bank Always, this interesting we call Showbiz. What up, what up? Okay, so I'm Sean Clements. So, all right, let me catch the audience up really quickly. Brett is a salty sourpuss bean baby because I had Hayes drop me off at Brett's house at his home studio. I told Hayes that we were going to be having a play date. We'd be doing a jam session here, and Brett got all his instruments set up because, of course, I told Brett the same thing.
Exact same thing.
Because I couldn't trust him to keep a secret for me. What's actually going on? We're not going to have a jam session. So sorry, Brett. Turn the theremin off and put it away. It's huge. Take up half the room.
Yeah, it took so much to set all this up.
Yeah,
like, well, I have all my toys here.
Well, I didn't think you were going to go all out. I thought you'd just grab like a ukulele and we'd do like a...
I have that too.
We'd do like a, you know, Zoe Dash and Ben Schwartz doing the I Know You Belong to Me, Steve Martin song or whatever.
I love that.
I thought it was going to be something small, which I would have had time for. But anyway, Hayes, as a lot of people who listen to this podcast or any podcast know, did a smash hit episode of High and Mighty with John Gabris where they talked about newspaper comics. The thing's been performing very well. It's got a really long tail on it. The numbers keep ticking up. And it's frankly made Hayes a little bit big for his britches. And he can't fit his britches anymore because he has this huge hit podcast. So what I'm going to do is fix his britches for him, do a little tailoring here today by doing an even bigger podcast without him on it. I know that the reason this thing is popular is not because of Hayes, because I do a podcast with Hayes and people don't like it. So what has to be happening is it's the content, it's the newspaper comics, and a little bit it's Gabris. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
obviously, I could talk about newspaper comics. I know everything about everything.
Of course.
But what do you do if you want to out Gabris Gabris?
Oh, you need Joe Wenger.
You need to get an even crazier wild man.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get Joe Wenger. What up, Joe Wenger?
Yeah. You, oh, okay. So that. So I'm here to out Gabris John Gabris?
Yeah, that's right. We got to friggin' take that guy and put him in his place because, frankly, even he is struggling with his britches, I think. You know.
Who, that, Gabris?
Yeah. That he's big for him because of the podcast he did with Hayes.
Oh, man, don't go there. Too big for his britches.
No, it's not a, not like a, I realize that could sound like, but so it's not about that. But anyway, so.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late. I was trying to, now the app that I use for directions, I've made it more, my mileage more prominent on there. And I'm trying to stay to only 5 miles above the speed limit at any point. So just to be a little bit more conscious of my speed and for the safety of others around me. So that kind of cut down on my time. Because the roads were open. I could have been here, but I just wanted to.
Well, okay.
So you only go 5 miles above the speed limit?
Well, I try to stay to the speed limit.
Within
but
five.
If I'm going to go above at all, no more than five.
And then if you could do like that's a great story for this, but if you could also do like a big belch or something and then like be like, I'm smoking weed.
Okay, well.
You know what I mean? Just to sort of get like the like high and mighty feel in here.
Okay.
You're high, right, when you're doing that?
Yeah, you got to be so stoned.
Not stoned when I'm operating a vehicle or really pretty much at any other point in my life currently.
Yeah,
but
sure, but for the purposes
of
this.
But I get for this.
Yeah.
Because, all right, yeah.
And then what are you
eating? So what would Gabris do?
Brontosaurus ribs you're eating or what are you eating over there?
Brontosaurus? So that's like what Fred Flintstone eats, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of Fred Flintstone, how about newspaper comics, huh? And Hayes will be back at some point to pick me up and or he may call in or something, Brett. So just like if we could pretend that we are having the jam session and if we could kind of throw him off our scent, that would be helpful.
I really still want a jam session.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Isn't this cool, man? Wouldn't you want a play date here?
I mean, I'm kind of champing at the bit to get into some of these things, you know, I mean, for sure.
Yeah, just don't tell. It's for Sean and me. It was supposed to just be Sean and me.
Okay, so but, if you guys jam, I'm not going to jam. But I could listen. I could groove and dance and stuff.
It
right?
would be. It's it. We get self-conscious when we're jamming with other people around. So it would
okay,
be better
well, then,
if
I
you
don't,
could
well, what did you ask
outside.
Me to? Why did you ask me to admire it? Because it looks cool and I'd like to get involved.
Gabris wouldn't be this angry about that.
So, I know, I feel so like this isn't going.
So, no, it's going great. Right. So, newspaper comics. Everybody remembers the Sunday funnies. You open the page, and your parents are reading one side of the news, and you are sort of have to sneak, you know, in between the pages and try to read it while they're reading it and not get caught, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do get caught, boy, you get a whipping. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I remember looking at newspaper comics when I was a kid, but the newspaper
catching a whipping.
Newspapers are designed, they're divided into different sections. It's really easy to separate them. So I never had to sort of sneak in to pull that section away.
La-di-da, Mr. Silver Spoon in his mouth has all the newspaper sections. So what we would have at my house is sort of very condensed newspaper. I think all the sections got printed very small onto a page.
Onto just a single
onto
page?
Onto one page. And then
seems like that would cost more money to get that done.
Well, you know, I didn't get into the economics of it. I was a kid, and that's what I'm remembering. And people love this nostalgia, you know. And my dad would have a big sort of jeweler's loop kind of thing, and he would get down very small and be reading the things. And I would try to sort of angle it so I could see maybe a Sally Forth, you know.
I don't know that comic.
That.
What was that about?
It was like a...
She's a little girl, I'm
brat.
Assuming?
Yeah. Oh. And her and her dad would be like...
Hayes is on the phone. Should I pick it up?
Yeah, pick it up. Pick it up. Don't right. just act normal. Act normal. Okay. Joe, shut the fuck up.
All right. Hey, Hayes.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Brett.
Yeah.
Hey. Is Sean there? Can you put me on speaker? Are you jamming right now, or can you just stop jamming for 1 second?
Twang, twang, twing. Hayes.
Yeah, Sean's here. Sean's here.
Oh, that sounded. Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't know you were like so deep into it. That sounded great. Can I hear the song? Can I hear what you guys are?
It's not ready. It's a work in progress.
We're just tuning it up, really. We're just kind of.
I don't have to hear the whole thing. Just a continuation of the song that you were just playing. I thought was really nice. I would love to.
We're just tuning. I've been
driving around all day. I would love to hear a little car music.
Tink a tink twingo.
Yeah, it's just so out of tune. We're just so out of tune right now. It's. I just think.
Kvunk.
If you call back and like you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Or,
for Sean, I went to so the first store I went to, they don't have the first store I went to didn't have any Peeps, and so I tried a different store and they are starting to get some of the Easter Peeps in, but they don't have
can't
any
be
Peeps.
Cannot be Easter Hayes.
Okay, so does it have to be Halloween?
Halloween Peeps, yes. It's gotta be a happy pumpkin, or I just can't.
Because I heard they're saying at some of the other stores they might have the ghosts. Does it have to be the pumpkin Peeps?
Hayes, if you bring me ghosts, what? If you bring me ghosts, so help me.
These are food experts, people that work at these stores, and they seem to think that they all taste the same.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're going to tell you that because they're trying to sell off the Easter Peeps that nobody wants. You know what I mean? They're not as good. You're getting schooled by master negotiators, Hayes. This is why you have someone like me in your life. And there's nothing suspicious going on here, and we're not doing anything you wouldn't like, and we're just happy for you drop me off for the play date. Go get the good Peeps. You'll be more satisfied for doing a good job, and I'm helping you.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want any Peeps. I don't want you to think that this is that's for me, too, because I do not want these Peeps.
You'll eat
these
them and you'll like them.
Okay, is there anything else?
I want some Peeps.
Go get the pumpkin Peeps. Is there anything else?
What is a good, just out of curiosity, like newspaper comic to talk about? Or to write a jam song about?
A song?
Hey, I'm sorry, just to let you know,
What is that sound?
Oh, no, that's just me strumming along. It's just me strumming.
That's Brett's theremin.
Yeah. No. Yes. Okay. That's true. That voice sounds much more raw and rude than Brett's voice. That voice is like very hardcore.
I do have a very nice voice.
Brett's is smoother. Yeah, I think his talk box is too punk rock. It's set to punk rock setting, and that's why it's sort of blasting your ears with irreverence.
I really like a raw, rude sound.
With a talk box where it's like the government at the beginning saying that you have to obey and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, martial law.
Can I hear some of that?
You must obey. Listen.
Nice.
You must deny.
Wow.
The oppressive force.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
Is that good?
Okay, yeah, I would think that the government would want to accept the oppressive force, but that I guess that's very punk. Mm-hmm. Okay. A good newspaper comic. Well, did you ever? We haven't talked about this in a while, but I don't remember if you ever listened to the episode of High and Mighty I did that was so well received.
No, it's not about that. It's I was looking for a.
Well, did you ever? Because that would be a great resource. We talked about so many different comics.
I heard bits. I skimmed it. Okay. Well, never mind. Find the Peeps, and we gotta go because we're actually hitting a sweet groove.
Okay, find the peeps, and then I'm going to come back, right?
Yes, you'll come back and pick me up. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was close.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I gotta kind of go soonish. I got a text that a gust of wind blew into my room where I keep all my old documents, and my old tax documents got all messed up, and I want to get home and get them organized in case I need quick and easy access to my tax documents.
Joe, this is great for you that I understand you need to organize that, but for the purposes of what we're doing here, if you could also demonstrate a willingness to make racial jokes that I would be uncomfortable making, just to kind of Gabris it up a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah, like, is your tax guy like Jewish?
Yeah, you would maybe say, you're like, and you're like fine with saying that.
Well,
like,
I've never met him because he's based out of Arizona. I think he's Italian, actually, from his last name. But
okay,
he has kind of a Jewish voice.
Well,
you know, you can tell a Jewish person sometimes when you hear a person's voice, you're like, that's Jewish. This guy's Jewish.
Okay, that's really sweet.
You know, I'm Jewish. You just hear that coming across. Is that good?
That's really good. Yeah. And even when you say he's Italian, I think that what John would probably say is like he'd have like a term for Italians, you know, that maybe I wouldn't be comfortable using, but he seems fine with.
Like, you think just John Gabers throw around the word Dago or something? I've never heard him say that. What
no,
else is
me
there?
Neither.
WAP?
No, I feel like I've heard him say Ginzo before.
Ginzo?
Yeah. So, okay, so.
Well, maybe that'll be my way of Al-Gaberson Gabers.
Yeah,
I'll be loose with the word
Dago.
Dago.
Yeah.
By the way, that punk intro was fucking awesome.
I really felt like I was struggling, and also I thought for sure he was going to find out because I just repeated what he said. Exactly.
No, it was seamless. It
was
really
cool.
Felt like a very good punk intro that we can use if we do have time to jam after this.
I was going to say maybe we should just pivot to like jamming.
I'm worried.
That was cool.
I'm
so
worried
I have
a little
to step
bit.
Out of the room then?
You would have to step out, but if you just did that intro, we could. You could do the intro and then step out.
But we'll do that, but later. Bro.
But if you guys are going to jam.
But we're doing the newspaper comic thing.
If you're going to jam and exclude me from the jam, I'm going to step out and I'm not going to step back.
No,
I'm
no.
I'm a document emergency at home and I got to take care
Joe,
of it.
Joe, no, it's your document.
I've only had
fine.
Two
yeah.
glasses of water today. I've got six more glasses of water I got to get down before the end of the day, too.
So I'm a little concerned as I think more about this Dago thing that we might get into trouble because I know that. Based on the success of the Mick, Fox is coming out with the Dago next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's like his name or something, so I guess it's okay.
So, but...
Dago was his name-o?
I think that's part of the theme song for it. So let's just tread lightly. We can use it, but don't
use somebody else's intellectual
property. Any jokes
about
it. Yes, at this point, they own a name that... If somebody has a name that could kind of be a name, but also is... Very directly a derogatory like racial
they
slur.
Them all up.
They kind of bought most of those
okay.
to be the names of TV shows. So let's just get right back in where we left off with the newspaper stuff. Rex Morgan, MD, and Prince Valiant were both so funny, and remember that how much words they'd have in their bubbles.
Yeah, well, they were trying to advance a medical comedic storyline. So there was a lot of jargon that went into it. And
Prince Valiant's medical stuff always threw me.
Yeah.
I never understood his medical.
A lot of leeches.
Yeah. With that hair.
Yeah.
What would get me cracking up was the Phantom, because he's the man was his hero name was the Phantom. But he wasn't dressed as a ghoul or a specter. He just had kind of a purple unitard.
Mm, so what would be a better name for him?
Probably the Grape Master.
The Grape Master.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. This is going to kill the High and Mighty episode.
Yeah.
Grape Master, they didn't do anything like this. Right, Brett? Did you ever hear it?
I heard a lot about it, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah. And then, Joe, do you want to like... piss on the cymbals or something, like something just wild right now, and just like punk rock, just like make some sounds, you know, by like just
busting it out and pissing on the cymbals.
I'm actually trying to just have all bowel movements every hour on the hour, which is a thing that my doctor is suggesting. So we can wait until the next hour comes around.
Every hour?
Yeah, it's very healthy for you to hold it a little bit.
So 24 bowel movements.
Yes.
Per day. So you don't get
a full cycle.
You never get a steady sleep.
No. No, my iPhone has I have a setting where it sets me up just slightly before the hour, so I have a minute to sort of gain consciousness, and then I get up and I go to I do whichever one I have to do. Sometimes both. But it's trickier for the log if it's both.
24 bowel, that is out Gabrysin Gabrys.
Yeah, he talks about it all the time, but it's nowhere near 24.
Mm-hmm. But he would maybe call it like butt mud or something.
Yeah. So, what if you called it something like that?
The phone's ringing.
Hey, Hayes. How's it going, man?
Hi.
Hey.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I was so lost in the magic of the groove.
Yeah, I'll turn down it's feeding back. I'll turn that down. Hey, okay. Ace.
I was worried you guys were running out of stuff to jam about. I'm sorry this is taking so long. I'm at the Albertsons in Granada Hills. There is a guy here who has an old – he took me back to the this like kind of candy museum he has going here.
That's
what they have. And just think about this. It is Peeps. It is Halloween Peeps. It is not pumpkins. It is they did a promotional Peep in 2012 for the movie Dark Shadows. The
Johnny Depp vampire vehicle based on the soap opera by the same name.
Yes. Yes. And so these Peeps are different characters from Dark Shadows. None of them are really pumpkins. There's an Ava Green one that I guess kind of looks like a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is a little bit.
This is like outside of the Peeps, but Donald Trumpkin.
Okay.
He's orange. You know.
Oh, this guy is loving it. The guy I'm on speaker. The guy, the Albertsons guy. A lot of these candies are kind of political that he has here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, could you list some of the other political candies? Just maybe I'll want one of those.
He has he's like sort of created political cartoons out of rappers. And so there's a lot of stuff with like
cartoons
and like Baby Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like a thing that he has going. I don't understand a lot of
the notorious RBG. Have you been laughing about people saying that?
Yes, how she's like a boss. Yeah.
Yeah, such a boss. Refused to step down from her seat and guarantee so, prologue.
I am loving talking about this, but what?
Go ahead. Yeah, what?
I am. It's going to close. All the stores are going to close, and I'm worried that I do really want to get these Peeps because you did say I would get a big unspecified punishment. So, are these okay, or is there something else? If it's not okay, if it's not the Peeps, is there something else I can bring back instead?
Okay. Yeah. Well, do pick up those political Peeps, and if you're.
What is that?
Toe.
What the?
My toe.
Oh, no. Hurt your toe?
Yes.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, it'll be fine, I'm sure.
That doesn't sound really, though, like what it sounds like. When you hurt your toe, it's usually very deep. You make a very deep noise.
Oh, yeah. That was the first half of the noise, and here comes the rest of it.
Go, go, go. Joe,
do something.
Yeah, government.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah. So there it is.
That sounds right.
So now I'm going to need some toe medicine, Hayes. If you could go out, get the good kind.
Okay.
I need Ben Gay. And okay. And I need
easy to get. I could probably get that right here.
Oh, no, but not that. I need the kind. It's got to have Joan Namath on it.
Okay.
On the bottle.
Hey, Hayes. Hayes, can you get some toilet paper here? Joe's gonna. I mean, I need more. I need a
Joe. Why would Joe Namath need toilet paper?
Yeah, he never has to go.
It's not real Joe Namath. It's just on the box.
Yeah, Brett, yeah, you're acting crazy.
That was really stupid of me. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just need a lot more toilet paper.
You were going to try and wipe Joe. What? Even if he were real, you're going to try and wipe his butt?
Yeah, Brett. What? I'm sorry about
He's
Brett.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wipe his butt?
Did he like any particular newspaper comic or know the name of any?
Did Joe Namath like any particular newspaper comic? Well, any sports ones? I don't know. I don't remember any football ones.
Peanuts.
Okay. Thanks, Brett.
No,
kick the football.
That's about Charlie Brown. You're thinking of Charlie Brown.
Yeah, you're picturing Charlie Brown. Okay, well, Hayes, go pick up the Joe Namath packaging bottle and get right back here. We miss you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. It's like rush hour is just starting now, but okay, I'll come soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
Wow, that was close.
I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. What did make you start sort of holding a long opera note?
Oh, I read an article about vocal cord polyp prevention, and supposedly if you hold, like a tone for 8 to 10 seconds, you got to do it like 3 hours after your midday meal.
Was the article in a newspaper and perhaps near any sort of comic?
No, I haven't looked at a physical newspaper in years. This was an article that I read online.
All right.
But you want to talk more about
Bill the Cat or something.
I'm not. If I do urinate on the cymbals, I think that just cleaning it up with toilet paper probably is not the most sanitary way to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I would get.
You're not.
I would put the cymbals maybe fill up the sink with a bunch of soapy water and put them in there.
Oh, you're such a big fuckboy, you.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay, so
don't piss on my cymbals. I think that was a joke, right?
If he was willing to do it, I was willing to let him.
I'm
never going to force anybody to do something like that.
If you turned it upside down, it kind of forms like a bucket, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you want, at would Gabrus save his pee-pee? Is that something Gabrus would do?
Would he save his pee-pee? Oh, that's a good question. Brett, would Gabrus save his pee-pee?
No, I think he...
That's more like a Howard Hughes thing.
Yeah. I think his whole thing is like he doesn't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
He'll pee-pee anywhere. He's not going to save it.
I hope he doesn't give a fuck. I'm talking about him a lot, and I didn't tell him I was going to do that on this. So let's...
My uncle always called them the funnies, the funny papers.
The funny papers.
Yeah.
See you in the funny papers.
Or did you ever, you remember Silly Putty? Stretching, could stretch Silly Putty over the newsprint from a comic strip, and then you'd get a sort of another image.
Oh, wow.
Would be on the silly putty.
Yeah, like reversed.
Growing up, we didn't have silly putty. We had like just caulk. Like there was just like a caulk gun. and I would put that on the giant page of condensed newspaper, articles and comics. And boy, I'd catch a whooping for something like that.
And you could say that word in your family, caulk.
I'm
trying to do this podcast and I wanted to jam. So, least you could do is laugh at my
cock joke. Conk thing. Yeah. But you knew what I meant.
Yeah. You needed you put it on the paper.
Yeah.
I'm sad that the New York Giants aren't still in contention to win the Super Bowl this year.
But at the same time, you're happy for the team that won and got to move on.
Am I?
Dude, Gabrus is way into the Giants.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, their victory...
Is his thing not being, like, really gracious about...
I'll be honest with you. I've seen him wear a New York Giants baseball cap before, and that's what I was basing this on.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah. Okay, this is perfect then. I'm sorry I missed it. All right, so, like, yeah...
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
I got to wait a whole year for that.
Oh, shit. You know, the New Yorker comic where there's like a donkey, I think, sort of represents one of the political parties.
Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party,
oh,
yeah.
Great, perfect. And he's getting like... maybe they're brushing his teeth or something.
Okay.
You know, and the toothbrush is like says like fascism on the handle or something.
And who and when right. you say they or who's the they that's brushing the donkey's teeth?
I guess like,
you're trying to make up a New Yorker cartoon right now.
Or are you talking about a specific general one? I feel like it is a specific one. Like I'm making it up, mm-hmm. but it feels like one, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Oh yeah.
So who do we think would be, you know, holding the brush of fascism?
Oh, maybe Congress?
Yeah. But also, not to overwhelm you, but who does Gabrus think would be holding that, you know?
Mm.
Probably still Congress, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he probably would think that too. Okay, so Congress is holding the fascism toothbrush, brushing the donkey's teeth.
Right.
Yeah. And then the caption probably is something like 4 more years of this.
I don't know about that, but when I would play rugby, if my rugby shoes were too small, I would take the New Yorker and just ball it up and then put it in the toe of my rugby shoe.
And then it fit.
Yeah.
And so this must be what they were doing.
The other guys in my rugby team would give me hell if they knew my shoes were too big. They'd call me Little Feet. What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. And then you ate a snake that you found in a parking lot once, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Were you wasted?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Drinking beers.
College days.
Oof.
Yeah. Gabrus loves talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I took 2 Bud Lights and I poured them into 1 big glass, drank it, and then ate up a snake.
Whoa. Oh, no. Double glass.
Okay, somebody dared me to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And also on the newspaper stuff, is Dear Abby considered a comic? Or Ann Landers? they sometimes
I think
draw
those are
something.
In the entertainment section. But
okay. Ann Landers.
Sometimes you'd see a little picture of Dear Abby
so
or Ann Landers.
It's like,
there.
Okay, Ann Landers, you like your first name so much you had to put it in your last name? yeah, that's pretty good.
What about Zippy?
Is there anything else on that? Zippy?
Zippy the Pinhead.
Oh, is that a thing?
He's the little sad. He's like sort of the sad hunchback.
Oh,
no.
Does he like love
he's
you?
Got a,
he's like good. He has a heart.
Yeah. He's on a lot of greeting cards when I'm a kid. And
Yeah. Zippy. Yeah.
He lives alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I never really.
Is Mr. Magoo a comic?
All cartoons, I'm assuming, started as comics.
They had to,
before
right?
Before they could get them moving.
So Magoo, you know, maybe in the first panel, he's like.
Nice kitty, and
yeah, he's like making love to like a you know.
Wow. Okay. Whoa. Now I'm interested.
yeah.
Is he overtly sexual, John Gabrus?
Not really. He's not like against it. No. Yeah. He's not. But he's not like. That's not.
I think he's more like
a signifying trait. He's sort of like cool about it.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves... Like, yeah, he, like, will... He demonstrates a willingness to kind of eat shit.
Mm.
Like, he'll be like... And be like,
my dick's so little or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he'll joke about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll marinate on that for a little bit.
So, okay. But anyways, Zippy.
You would never say that.
Yeah, Zippy, or Mr. Zippy Magoo's like making love to like a coat rack, but then it turns out it's a broom. He thinks it's a broom. Or
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, Hayes.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Y'all, are you all jammed out? I'm so sorry. This is taking forever. Did you guys find more jams to do?
Yeah, we actually stumbled into a hot blues riff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can I please hear that? I'm sorry. I've just been driving so much. I just would love to hear it.
Boom, down, boom, boom.
Doon, 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 doon.
Boom, boom, doon, boom.
Beam, 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 beam.
Is that good?
Yeah. And we'll even customize it for you. I got the Can't Find Bengay blues. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh, it's not exactly boom, my blues. I can't. There is Bengay. It's not the Joe Namath kind. I'm at a CVS in Sylmar.
That totally works.
They have not Joe Namath Bengay. And sort of way in the back, they have way in the back and down, they have sort of this underground part where they have old medicine, and they have this Joe Millionaire Bengay.
Ah, yes, Evan.
Evan is on it. Yes, but so I'm like, great, fine, that's close enough. But I think the stuff inside is toothpaste, because that was like the idea, I guess. That was the promotion. That's like the concept of Joe Millionaire is like,
he had a great smile. Yeah.
No, it's like, that was not the concept of Joe Millionaire.
Yeah. The guy could really smile.
No, that wasn't it. The idea was that he was supposed to be a millionaire, but then when you actually,
he's a sad millionaire. He never smiles. No way. That was what they did.
No, he is smiling. I definitely see why you were confused, because he was smiling so much. But what actually, and I am really running out of time because this store is closing now, but I will explain this to you. He was supposed to be a millionaire, but then you found out that he was actually like a worker man or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the equivalent of this toothpaste. It's like not the stuff that you thought that it was going to be, which was the Bengay. So is that good? They do have the pumpkin peeps here, by the way. So I do have those.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so I just don't know why a millionaire would be sad. It's like not really making sense to me what you're pitching.
I'm sort of starting to figure it out.
What's that?
What is that?
What is that?
Text me if you want later. I'll call you.
What is that? Who's making phone?
What is that?
Who's doing the phone?
Oh, that's the alto sax.
No, that's... No, that doesn't sound anything like an alto sax. That sounded like something with a phone.
You, what do you think? It's Joe Wenger listening to a voicemail from his mom or something, and we can hear it about when they're having dinner?
That's definitely what it sounded like.
Oh, please. Could you grow up, Hayes? What are you accusing us of? You know, we're having a jam session.
Yeah, you know computers are part of music now.
Joe doesn't even live in Los Angeles. And if he did, he wouldn't be able to get here. He's driving slower now.
Okay, so this is starting to make sense, because you guys were talking about Charlie Brown. So in that world, if Joe's mom would sound like an alto sax, then an alto sax would sound exactly like Joe's mom. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I misunderstood. Where are we at with me being able to come home?
We're close. We're really close.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're getting somewhere.
Do you know if they make bulletproof iced tea?
Like iced tea with
butter?
Yeah, iced tea with like a hunk of butter in it and like a blender.
It doesn't have to be.
You need like smart water to put in that, right?
Or like, sure, Brett.
You get smart. Or like
okay.
New tropics or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So is this something I can just make, or do I have to like actually go to a place?
I'd like a specialist. I mean, I'd rather have a professional do it. It feels a little like you'd be guessing. You know, they probably know what kind of tea to use if it's got like MC oil or something.
That's okay. Stuff.
This is for your toe, or your toe is...
Yeah, my toe's really falling asleep.
It's really swollen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So bulletproof iced tea, and then, yeah, and then you'll probably be in the home stretch there.
Okay. I will see you sometime.
Okay, gotta go. Just had a good idea for jam.
Okay, bye. Okay.
So I feel like we've pretty much crushed his episode so far, like the Gabrus thing. Like, it had a really long tail on it, but I feel like the numbers we're going to do for this thing is going to be wild.
Hollywood Handbook.
Joe, did you have anything you want to plug?
I got to call my mom back in a little bit before they eat dinner. I'm sorry about that.
You put that right up to the mic.
Well, I didn't know if it was an emergency from my mom. And I didn't want to, I don't like holding my phone to my head because I feel like I'm worried about
the waves
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I play it out loud and I wanted to make sure everything was okay with my mommy, but I'm going to call her. So I guess, I'd just like to plug my continuing relationship with my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I look forward to that. I feel like that's going to be big.
Now, this is going to be... Do I have a podcast now?
You
came on my podcast
question.
To talk about the...
Huh.
Oh, I see.
No. No, because I don't think it's... Here, you know, as I sort of tried to crunch the numbers on Hayes having this runaway train of success, I went, I know it's not Hayes. I know it's not the high and mighty brand. So, you know, I know it's not ear gum or whatever the shit, you know. And so I'm going like, anything he could do, I can do better, Annie. Get your gun or something. And I know that Wenger is basically like a supercharged Gabrus.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be able to replace that. So
I'm like,
I don't
Gabrus
think it needs
on steroids.
To be like, yes. Yeah. On steroids.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Insane.
Bigger and, yeah.
Hulk out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, what I just thought was not that you had to have your own podcast. Do you want one?
No.
Yeah. Me neither. Okay. So Brett, do you want to do an actual jam before
I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's getting kind of hard to keep up this lie to Hayes.
Yeah.
And I never really wanted to.
Do you
want to
come
anyway.
Clean to him? I mean, now that we have the footage, like, we're going to need him to edit it anyway.
Yeah.
So he's going to know that we did it. It was just keeping him out of the room while we were... Do you want to call him back and get him on a jam sesh?
Sure, but I would like some of those peeps. I don't want him to skip bringing those.
He'll bring them.
Okay. All right. I'm calling up Hayes. Calling up Hayes.
Hello?
There was no jam session.
Yeah, Hayes,
He lied to us.
We had to fix your britches. We did a little bit of tailoring work and went ahead and made them fit you a little better.
I'm just jamming.
We're just jamming, but Joe Wangert's here. That was a voicemail from his mom, and he and I have just recorded a really in-depth, fun, sort of nostalgic look at newspaper comics. It's relatable. It's funny. It's smart. It's charming.
You'll probably learn something.
You'll definitely learn something, and I think it's going to really perform very well on the web.
Wait, Brett, why would you coordinate something like this? It seems like such a bizarre, mean thing for you to do to me.
I didn't do that.
Friend to try and one-up my podcast, which has been so well-received.
And I didn't want to have anything to do with this, Hayes. And Brett And Brett was able to blackmail me into doing it.
In your house? I don't understand.
No, you dropped him off for a play date.
I was trying to drop hints during the phone calls and kind of let you know to come and rescue me, but he is obviously insane, and I was scared, so that's why I did it.
I was invited here. I was excluded by the jam, in the jam by Brett. And then
whoa,
I was told,
Joe,
I can't
side,
urinate. Ooh, don't actually urinate on
the symbols. On
the symbols,
you know, which are like what? Metal and they're so easy to clean.
It would probably make such a just killer sound.
Oh, gosh.
Ringing
Trent,
off of there.
Yeah.
It's been lying about liking music, but I like I didn't think you would use that lie for such a like a mean reason to just to hurt me.
Yes, I don't. I never thought of Brett as Mr. Sinister, you know, from the comics. But in a way, he's proven that he is with this evil scheme.
Brett, are you mad? Is this does this have something to do with the fact that Sean has started to wear a hat that's kind of like your hat?
I noticed that too. You came.
You but mad,
that,
bro?
Well, at first I thought that was us dressing the same, like for the band, you know. But
yeah.
Then you turned this entire thing around, brought Joe over. I'm happy to have you over, but I didn't.
Thank you for having me, but I am upset still.
Yeah, and
I don't
know
blame why you're
him.
Upset at me. I didn't do any of this. I wanted a chance.
Why you would take Sean's hat out on me?
Yeah, why are you mad at Hayes because I happen to have this hat?
And you made Sean make me run around the whole city to get pumpkin peeps?
Oh, I hated that part of it, and I was just so uncomfortable, and I have a pit in my stomach, and I'll probably have to do one of Wangert's famous hourly bowel movements over it.
Yeah, Wangert takes 24 bowel movements.
They don't last an hour each.
That's
it's just because then I would just, that's all I'd be constantly doing, but... Every hour on the hour it takes a normal time.
They're incredibly quick,
uh-huh.
Right?
Very like, clean, yeah.
They're really fast.
Keeps the system running.
Yeah, it's healthy for you. I've heard about this.
I mean, still get the bulletproof iced tea, just because otherwise I think Brett's gonna, you know, do something to us. But
I'm gonna have to like edit this now. This thing is just that Brett just designed to hurt me. Now I have to like.
Yeah, you do have to edit it. If you could take out some of the more extreme moments,
yeah.
You know.
If you could edit it on Martin Luther King Day, that'd be great.
And just be careful around the Dago stuff because Fox is launching the Dago next year.
With like, Mila, Ventimiglia.
Yeah, Ventimiglia. Bye.
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 Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.